DJ Dawson will kick things off here for Nowata as Oklahoma Union will have the ball here in the second half.
The busiest leg in Nowata County.
Here's a kick. It's a low line drive kick, and it'll be down at the 32-yard line. Justin Lindy downed that football. And so Oklahoma Union will have the ball, and actually they're going to do a running clock here. Thank goodness.
Merciful days. Thank you, Jesus.
So it'll be first and 10.
You know, and we don't mean anything facetious about this, but, you know, when the game gets this out of hand, from our standpoint, it's just nice to see a running clock.
Justin Lundy behind center has two wide receivers to the left, one on the right. Shotgun formation. Lundy going back to pass. He's not going anywhere. He is sacked at the 26-yard line. And guess who? Petey Knight there on the stop.
Petey's been in that backfield more than the quarterback tonight.
A loss of the spot that at the 28. That's a loss of 4, 2nd and 14. Actually, 2nd and 15, loss of 5.
Well, it's a long night, and you just don't want to get on either side of the sidelines. You don't want to get anybody hurt for the next game.
Shotgun formation for Justin Lundy. Handoff, this time to Logan Johnson. He runs to the middle to the 30 to the 33-yard line.
Got most of that back, I think.
They're on the stop for Nowata. Looks like T.J. Donaldson.
Nice to see that freshman out there making a stop on defense. Does a great job kicking the ball for the Ironman.
Third and 10 now from the 33-yard line. Shotgun formation for Justin Lundy. The snap. Handed off this time to Logan Johnson. He runs to the middle to 35 to the 37-yard line. Look like that Lucas Owens on the stop, who's kind of slow to get up right now.
Man, I hope I didn't jinx one of our boys when I said that, because that's the last thing you want to have happen when you have a big lead like this and have the game in hand is get an injury.
So fourth down and 6 from the 37-yard line.
Ironmen actually have an off week here in 2 weeks, don't they?
Yeah, they do. 3 wide receivers. To the right, the snap, Lundy, and boom, down he goes, but somehow gets away with it and is caught at the 40-yard line by Danny Fogarty, and Justin Lundy was sandwiched at the 30-yard line. How he got rid of that football is beyond me.
Wow, yeah, he didn't have any time. He let go of it, and he was smacked. Fogarty was not even turned around when he received the ball. Got to give Lundy credit for standing in there and taking that pop.
And so Nowata will have the ball for the first time here in the second half. 9:05 and counting here in the third quarter. 48-0 favor of Nowata. Scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank.
Nice to see Xavier Mathis get his first reception for a touchdown.
Absolutely. 2 wide receivers to the left, to the right. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Sanders in motion. They'll pitch to Sanders, sweeps to the right, to the 40, to the 35, to the 30, 25, down to the 22-yard line. So nice gain there by Wyatt Sanders and gives the Ironman a first down. They'll spot that at the 23-yard line, a gain of 17.
And Wyatt up over 150 yards. That's only his 4th carry, and he has 155 yards.
Well, he had that long 67-yard touchdown run earlier in the game.
And a 63-yarder, too. So it's like we've got Matthew Holland making his first entrance into the game in the Ironman backfield.
So it'll be first and 10 from the 23-yard line.
Cody Smith out here.
Actually, they're going to go on a wildcat. Sanders in motion. Actually, Sanders gets a snap, and he crosses the 20 to the 19. So they went on a wildcat there.
That was a little different.
It'll be second down and 7.
Might as well open up the playbook and practice a few things. You've got a big lead, so we might as well try some things that you haven't before.
You know, no one really has a favorable set schedule down the stretch, really. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yes. Well, there's no one really should be able to keep up with them in their district.
Looks like they're going to again go on a wildcat on 2nd and 7. Sanders gets the snap, sweeps to the right, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, 5. Good night, Nowata. Touchdown, Ironman. That is Wyatt Sanders on a 20-yard run to the right side, and Nowata increases their lead 54-0. Unbelievable. And I believe Sanders, that's his third rushing touchdown of the night.
You are correct, my friend. Three for him, three for Terrell Collins, one for Cody Smith, and a touchdown passing by Cody Smith.
So T.J. Donaldson gets the snap, the hold, the kick on its way. Did he get through? Yes, it did. The kick is good. Timeout on the field, 6:30 and counting here in the third quarter. It's all Nowata. It's Nowata 55 and Oklahoma Union nothing. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Yards to do it on Wyatt Sanders' third rushing touchdown tonight. And it's 55-0 favor of Nowata.
Hey, we had royalty in the booth, didn't we?
Yes, maybe Tyree, the junior attendant, with us here tonight.
One of the Queen's Court.
The Queen's Court, yeah. By the way, she had a nice dress. All of them had nice dresses.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
It's much more comfortable now, though.
Yeah. So T.J. Donaldson will kick things off here for Nowata. Again, they're going to do a running clock here, 4:50 and counting in the third quarter, and it's 55-0 favor of Nowata. Scoreboard update brought to you by the friendly folks of Regent Bank. Here's a kick. There is a squig kick, and it's down at the 38-yard line. There to recover it, Danny Forgery. So Oklahoma Union will have the ball for the second time. And it'll be 1st and 10 from the Cougars' 38-yard line.
Well, we'll try to get some Ironman reserves in for you. Looks like Jacob Robinson in. Still got Jackson Straw on the left end. On the other side at the right end is Hunter Wood. And also on that front is Tim Callahan back in action. Good to see him.
Justin Lundy under center, 1st and 10. Boom, down he goes at the 38-yard line of Johnson. Got smacked in the nose by Jacob Robinson, the 5'11", 260-pound junior. So it'll be actually, looks like Logan Johnson is slow to get up.
Try to get some more of these Ironman defensive numbers in there for you. Looks like we've got Xavier Mathis, Armando Covarrubias. I'm getting better at that.
Skyler Stover in the game along with Tim Callahan, as we mentioned. Hunter Wood still out there. But while they attend, Logan Johnson...
And you hate to see that. He's played a heck of a ball game tonight.
Yes.
Just, you know, played his guts out and left everything on that field.
Well, while they attend Johnson, we're going to take a 60-second timeout. 55-0, Nowata on top of Oklahoma Union. You're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig.
Whoop, there it is. I thought you knew.
Whoop, there it is. Whoop.
They're still attending Logan Johnson for Oklahoma Union. He's still down on the field. And now some of the medical staff people are looking at Johnson right now. I just hope it's not serious. But he took a hit.
Yeah, he did.
Right at the yard of scrimmage at the 38-yard line. Clock stopped with 3:46 to go in the third quarter, 55-0, favor of Nowata. It's been all Nowata in this game. So mention the next step for Oklahoma Union. They will host Kenny Valley. And then just looking at the rest of the schedule, on the 15th, they'll travel to Wyandotte. On October 23rd, they will host Pawhuska, and then they'll play their last two games on the road. On the 30th of October, we'll play at Commerce, and then on November 6th, they'll be at Tulsa Union, taking Tulsa Union white squad. Meanwhile, Nowata, looking at the remaining of their schedule, after tonight, travels to Chelsea to take on the lovely Green Dragons. And then they're off on fall break before back in action here at home 3 weeks from tonight, hosting Kenny Valley. Then on October 30th, they will be at Wyandotte before closing out the regular season here at home against Pawhuska. And they're still right now attending Logan Johnson.
And we might remind listeners what our broadcast schedule will be for the rest of the year. Do you have
that? We do, if I can remember it by heart.
And I have it here if you can't.
Well, I think I know.
All right, I'll test you.
Next week we will be in Kellyville as we'll cover the Dewey Bulldoggers as they will travel to Kellyville to take on the Ponies. That's a week from tonight. Kickoff 7, pregame show 6:30 right here on KREG. And then on October 15th, which is the Thursday of fall break, the Bulldoggers will travel to Tulsa to take on Lincoln Christian. And we'll have that game for you at 6:30 on October 15th. And then on October 24th, we'll be back here at Ironman Memorial Stadium.
23rd.
The 23rd. Okay, the 23rd of October.
You're doing really well, though.
As they will host Kenny Valley here at Nowata Ironman Memorial Stadium. October 30th, we'll be back in Dewey to cover the Dewey Verdigris game. And we'll close out the regular season right back here at Nowata Ironman Memorial Stadium hosting Pawhuska. And Logan Johnson now back on his feet, but he has to be assisted. It's great to see that he's walking.
And a nice round of applause from not only visiting fans from Oklahoma Union that made the trip down 169, but from also the home contingency, which has thinned out a little bit after halftime.
Yeah, I think everybody went home. I think some people went home.
Hey, that's a little cool out there tonight.
It is cool outside.
It's a hot chocolate coffee kind of night.
Yeah, I've seen some people already with some hot cocoa. We started out the game at 65 degrees. We're down to 54.
Brr.
Not time yet to turn on the heat. Not yet. It's too early. So the Cougars will have the ball. Second and 10 from the 38-yard line. Be a nice night for a campfire.
Yes.
Then you can bring one of those lovely Green Dragons start out that fire.
Or roast one on a spit.
Here's Lundy under center. Hand off and boom, down he goes again at the 35-yard line. And he's saying hello this time to Tim Callahan.
That's going to be Baker, the 5'6", 145-pound
Actually,
junior.
Jacob Robinson.
John Baker brought in.
John
was
Baker.
The runner. Ball carrier.
So third and 10 now from the 38-yard line. Shotgun formation for Justin Lundy. Look like John Baker is the one that is taking his Logan Johnson's place. And Lundy takes the ball to himself, across the 40 to the 45-yard line.
Nice little run for 7 yards.
You know, this is not a bad quarterback for Oklahoma Union. He's only a junior, 5'11", 180. So it'll be fourth and, call it three, from the 45-yard line. Cougars will go for it. Shotgun formation for Lundy. 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Handoff this time is John Baker, and he won't go anywhere. Actually, it'll be John Baker on the carry. And well short of the first down, and Nowata will take over on downs. But 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, 55-0 favor of Nowata. And our scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank.
And we're quickly going to be into the fourth period before we know it.
So Skyler Thornton now will be at quarterback for the Ironmen. Looks like Cody Smith's day is done.
And rightfully
this time,
so.
No one will start of a wing T formation. This time handoff is to T.J. Donaldson. And T.J., oh, he's still going on his feet and finally tackled at the 36-yard line. Well, what a strong run by T.J. Donaldson.
Yeah, you'd think his legs would be tired from all those extra points and kickoffs tonight, but he made 9 yards.
He had a pretty decent game last week at Commerce. Second and one from the 36-yard line.
Got Skyler Stover into the lineup, split out wide to the left. Also, Bryce Hewitt into the game at wing back.
And Hewitt in motion. This time, to Donaldson runs to the middle to the 35, dives to the 32-yard line. Enough for an Ironman first down. Clock rolling with 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. 55-0 favor of Nowata. We'll have our scoreboard show with Jonathan Eastman at the conclusion of our broadcast tonight.
Crowd still keeping up with PA announcer Clint Hallett on those first downs.
Quarterback keeper Thornton throws to his left as a man open, incomplete. Matthew Holland was the intended receiver. And it'll be second and 10. From the 33-yard line, and Cameron McCune there to break it up.
Pretty nice pass, Adam.
Yeah, it was mad for Thornton, only a freshman, 5'9", 150-pounder. And we have reached the end of the third quarter, and your score, it is Nowata 55, and Oklahoma Union nothing. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig.
There's only one way.
Bryce Hewitt sweeps to the left side to the 33 and gains 10 to the 22-yard line, and up for an Ironman first down. First carry of the day for Bryce Hewitt. It'll be first and 10 from Oklahoma Union's 22-yard line. It was an 11-yard gain. Shotgun formation for Skyler Thornton. Hewitt in motion. They're going to pitch it. Actually, Matthew Holland has it. Breaks one tackle to the 20, to the 15, rolls to the 13-yard line.
Nice block by Hunter Bell out here on the corner. That was great.
Skyler Stover back in the game for Nowata. That'll be 9-yard gain, second and one from the 13-yard line. 55-0, Nowata on top of Oklahoma Union. Shotgun formation for Stover. They're going to pitch it to Hewitt. Sweeps to the left, to the 10, to the 5, and they down at the 1-yard line. Just close to getting to the end zone for Mr. Bryce Hewitt.
I thought they were going to extend their hands and signal a touchdown there for a moment, but to no avail.
That's a 12-yard gain for Bryce Hewitt.
Nice run and a first down, first and goal.
Nick Steigerwald in the game for the first time for Nowata. He'll line up to the left side on a first and goal from the 1. Shotgun formation for Skyler Thornton. Thornton pitches off to Bryce Hewitt and didn't get in. What a nice tackle there. Looked like by Austin Bright.
Tried to get Bryce that touchdown, but he just couldn't quite get in. Stop for no gain.
9:50 and counting. Here in the final period, 55-0 favor of the Ironmen. Scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank. Kerrick King in the game for the first time for Nowata. Matter of fact, he had a touchdown last week against Commerce. Shotgun formation for Skyler Thornton. Holland in motion. And they'll hand it off. Look like the Donaldson. He's not going anywhere.
I think they gave it back on the inside to Hewitt again.
Bryce Hewitt again.
No gain.
So no gain on the play. It'll be third and goal. Actually, third and goal from the five.
He lost some yards, didn't he? My bad.
He did. Lost four. So it'll be third and goal from the five. They'll line up this time in a wing T formation. Hewitt in motion. And they'll hand it off this time to look like Skyler Stover, and he's short of the first down.
I believe that was Bryce Hewitt one more time.
Actually, it was a fumble. A fumble of the play, and Oklahoma Union picked it up.
Went to the well one too many times.
Second turnover of the night for Nowata, so Oklahoma Union will have the ball back deep in their own territory from the 5-yard line.
8:15 and counting.
Might get you home early enough.
It works for me.
Three wide receivers for the Cougars. Lundy in a shotgun formation. Lundy gets away from one tackle, can't get away from another, down at the 4-yard line. Whole slew of Ironman players there on the stop.
He actually may have picked up a yard with that fine run.
Second and nine for the Cougars from their own 6-yard line. Again, clock running. 7:30 to go in the game. 55-0, no one on top. Three wide receivers, two on the right, one on the left. The snap. The ball is loose. Actually, they're going to play... call it dead.
Yeah, I think they had a whistle before the
offsides
snap.
Offsides against Nowata. The line judge there saw it, so it'll be offsides against Nowata.
Fifth penalty on the Ironman, and you know we've not had a single penalty on the Cougars tonight.
That's amazing.
Well, they can't say they got any home cooking, can they?
No,
you
don't
call
really.
A penalty.
Not really, no. So it'll be second and four now from Oklahoma Union's 11. Lundy under center. Baker, the lone setback. Lundy going back to pass, and boom, down he goes at the 2-yard line. Boy, a whole slew of Ironman players. I think the first to get him, I believe it was Tim Callahan in the area. Actually, not Tim Callahan. Garrett Lyman was the one on the sack.
And we apologize to listeners at home because we've got a lot of new Ironmen running in and out on defense here. It's hard to keep up with all the numbers.
Loss of 6, 3rd and 10 from the 5. Lundy going back to pass. The pass is caught. Nice catch there by Cale Perdue to the 15-yard line. He's about a yard short of the first down. So 4th and 1, they'll spot it just inside the 15-yard line. Perfect, that's Cale Perdue's first catch of the night.
It is, you're right. Turned off kind of cool tonight, didn't it, Adam?
It sure did.
Finally got to be football weather.
4th and 1 from the Cougars' 14-yard line. Lundy going back to pass. Has a man open, caught by Perdue at the 25-yard line. And
same
Bryce
play.
Hewitt there on the stop. And spot that at the 27-yard line.
I saw 13 pickup. He just went right back to the well.
So 1st and 10 from the Cougars' 27-yard line, which they started from their own 5. Lundy in the shotgun formation. Lundy hands it off to John Baker, and Baker's not going anywhere. He is going to say hello to T.J. Donaldson. I'll tell you what, we've called his name a lot here tonight, not from his kicking duties, but defensively as well, as they'll spot it at the 20s. Actually, he did not gain a yard.
No, he lost maybe a half a yard on that.
So it'll be 2nd and 10 from the 27-yard line. Clock rolling, 4:40 to go in the game. 55-0 favor of
Got some future Ironman coaches with the headsets on. We got Archie Agnew, Ethan Foster with the headsets on the sideline.
Oh,
calling the plays, I'm sure.
Lundy now rolling to his right. Pass caught at the 30, to the 35, to the 40, and down at the 45-yard line. Boy, an Ironman took a hit there at the 45, but there's a flag on the play.
Uh-oh. Hold the phone.
Actually, no.
Okay.
I saw a ghost flag. Actually, Danny Fogarty with the reception. So it'll be first and 10 from the 44-yard line, Oklahoma Union. So not a bad drive here for the Cougars. Lundy in a shotgun formation. Handoff is to Baker, and Baker's not going anywhere. Down at the 44. Met up by first by Tim Callahan and a number of other players, including Jacob Robinson in the area.
Say he moved the stick there for a yard. Second and nine.
Second and nine, just out the 45-yard line. I tell you what, Cougars keep on fighting, don't they?
They do. They never gave up tonight. It's a tribute
Lundy
to the coach.
Lundy in a shotgun formation. The snap. Lundy going back to throw. And he is sacked. No, he breaks the sack, and he won't get away with the second one. Tim Callahan wrapped him up the first time.
Hunter Wood there to finish him off.
And Hunter Wood there on the tackle. Well, spotted the 38-yard line, a loss of seven. It'll make it third and 16.
Yeah.
Under 3 minutes to go in the game, 55-0, no one on top.
Lundy may need a nice, good hot whirlpool when he gets done.
Three wide receivers to the right, one on the left. Shotgun formation for Lundy. Lundy gets away from one tackler and won't get away from another. He is sacked again. And guess who? Tim Callahan there on the stop.
I see him back in the lineup playing some ball.
Yeah, he's been... So they'll spot the ball to 39. They only gain a one. It'll be fourth and 15. One last chance here for Oklahoma Union with 2 minutes to go and counting. Three wide receivers to the right, one on the left.
Timeout.
And a timeout called by Oklahoma Union. It's our first timeout called here. Big thanks to our sponsors here tonight. Those include Rocky Top Energy, Nowata Can, also RVS Bank of Nowata, Jane Phillips of Nowata, Green Country Medical, Region Bank, Tri-County Technology Center, and by Bartlesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Truck. In conclusion of our broadcast, we'll have our high school scoreboard show with Jonathan Eastman. He'll have all the scores and highlights for you of week number 5 of high school football.
Halfway there, Adam. Week number 5.
Actually, for you and I, it's the start of the second half.
That's true. Not everybody else in the broadcast team was as fortunate as you and I, though.
We are very fortunate.
And we got paid extra, too.
Well, we'll have to talk to our boss.
You need a new agent, I'm telling you.
I know. The agents I got to go.
Hey, fourth and 14.
Fourth and 14. Lundy going back to pass. Now he pump fakes. Now he runs to his right, left, and the pass is incomplete. Cale Perdue with the attendant receiver as Lundy runs to his left, and it'll be a turnover on downs for Oklahoma Union, and Nowata will take over. So Nowata is going to improve to 4-2 overall, but more importantly, go 2-0 in district play.
Yeah, I think we probably just see the old victory formation here. I know they're going to run a play one more time.
Yeah, I think they're going to do a victory.
Oh, you're right. Just didn't have the safety way back there.
Under center is Skyler Thornton, and he'll take a knee, and they'll probably do one more play, and then this one will be history.
Play clock's not running. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Okay.
I wonder if that they probably don't need it while there's a running clock. So
be my guess.
I've talked to Ty Hewitt about that.
talk to, yeah, good choice. Him too.
And again, a victory formation. Todd Bronk, you mean?
That'll do it.
Yeah, that'll do it too. And Thornton will take a knee.
That ought to wrap it up. Oh, don't spot it yet. Don't spot it. Don't spot it. And oh, he spotted it. Four seconds to go. There we go.
And I think they're going to call it. That's the final score. And it'll be Nowata 55 and Oklahoma Union nothing. 55-0, Nowata on top of Oklahoma Union. We will wrap this one up in 2 minutes. You're listening to Nowata Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig.